certainly do appreciate all the support that we get from the community. It's overwhelming, and our crews love to hear that feedback. But sadly, we do have some intrusions into our fire area, and I'll just explain how that hurts us. If we have public coming into a fire area, we often have to ground our helicopters and stop our suppression techniques for safety reasons. So anytime we're stopping our efforts, it puts our objectives behind, and it really puts communities and people at risk. If we can't work on controlling these fires, they can grow and cause more damage than they already have. So we really, really do need the public's help to please, please stay out of our areas while we're working, and let us continue with our good hard work that we're doing every day. We see all kinds of people coming into these areas, and it's understandable. They've been out of their homes for a long time. They've been out of their community, and of course, people are curious. They want to see what we're doing, but it's dangerous work out there. We have trees that have been burnt and compromised. They need to be assessed for safety before our crews go in, so the public really shouldn't be in there. The other issue we're having is, unfortunately, we have had some vandalism of some of our firefighting equipment. And you can imagine how frustrating that is for a crew that's worked so hard to obtain an objective, and they go out in the morning and their pumps are either stolen or damaged. Once again, it slows us down. It takes away, frankly, taxpayer resources, and puts our crews at risk and also the public again. So simply unacceptable. It's illegal. And we do work very closely with the RCMP, and we're going to continue to do that. If people are found in these areas or vandalizing or stealing our equipment, they could be subject to the law.